Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. American childhood has taken an authoritarian turn. An array of trends in American society are conspiring to produce unprecedented levels of supervision and control over children's lives. Now, I said the only way that we would accept James Bond villains as our mass merchants, certainly not ours, as our mass merchants for the food supply, as in Amazon's, Jeffrey Jorgensen, or Jeffrey Preston Jorgensen, whatever his name is if we were programmed to do it. And we have been programmed to do it. We've been programmed to accept centrality. Now, I don't think it's a conspiracy. It's a magnificent design. These people know what they're doing. They got in bed with the world's greatest psychologist and psychiatrist and figured out that, hey, if we want people to do what we want them to do, and we want these entities to grow as large as they do, and if we don't want them to be afraid of it, what do we have to do? You have to program them to accept it as normal. It's not normal. There's nothing normal about monopolies. They're diabolical in nature, and they don't have your or my best interest at heart. They have the interest of the monopolizer at heart. That's why I think a ginormous logo for Fang with a ginormous cobra would be appropriate. That reminds me, last night I was blousing around Facebook, the Crusader Room, and one of these clickbait videos came up. You know, it says something that you go, oh, really? I ought to click that and see it. Well, you know, man eats tiger or something like that. Well, this one was woman grabs cobra and slings it. And there's a screen cap of the woman laying down where she's sitting on a blanket on a waterfront somewhere. So I went, I'm bored. That's 30 seconds. What the hey? So I clicked it, and I watched the video, and I went, wait, that didn't happen. That's CGI. It's got to be CGI. So I went back and watched it again, and then again. And there was I don't want to lose my train of thought. The shocking thing about it is when the video starts, the cobra's about 20 yards away. That cobra ran faster than Drew Brees. I mean, I don't know why it's charging this woman, but anyway, she's seated. And it just comes right up on her, and as it's getting ready to strike her, she sticks her hand out and grabs it by the head, swings it around a couple times, and then throws it.
Poor example of an example.
It is a poor example. What's that?
Drew is slow.
Oh. Well, I couldn't think of anyone fast. Since we cut all our good receivers for the Saints, I don't know. Who do we have left that can actually run? Michael Thomas, okay. Anyways, if you see the video, it was pretty harmless, but I was... You can really do that? No, you can't do that. Woman didn't do that. Back to the authoritarian scheme. Tracing the effects of child rearing on broad social outcomes is an exercise in speculation. But if social scientists are correct to posit a connection between child rearing and long-term political outcomes, today's restrictive childhood norms may be a harbinger of a broader, enduring regression and our country's democratic confinthas. I got news for you, Mr. Shigule. It's already here. My children have already been programmed in public schools and other public institutions and through our own paradigm to accept central authority. Even menacing central authority. Now, the good news is they can be deprogrammed. All that is required is to introduce them to the Christian principle of subsidiarity. And you can unprogram them, and you can show them why this centralization is a menace. Short of that, there is no remedy for this, and we're all doomed and we're all screwed. Because few people are going to take the deprogramming route. That requires a conversion to the faith. That's not going to happen. Well, it's not going to happen on man. It could. Could be a divine act. Could be an asteroid coming. Oh, we're all going to die. I need to get right. Yeah, you do. He cites some statistics here. The amount of free time school-age children enjoyed plummeted, and he says all this began in the 80s, plummeted from 40% in the early 1980s to 25% in the mid-1990s. The time young children spend in school jumped from 5 to 6 hours in the early 1980s to almost 7 hours beginning in the early 2000s. By 2006, some 40% of schools had either eliminated recess or were considering doing so. So too do more qualitative indicators. Recent studies supported by the Alliance for Childhood found that kindergartens have, quote, changed radically in the last two decades, close quote. Exploration, exercise, and imagination are being de-emphasized, and play has dwindled to the vanishing point. Instead, close quote, kindergartens are introducing lengthy lessons and highly prescriptive curricula geared to new state standards. This is why this whole Common Core thing, if you opposed Common Core, you were right to do so. You sniffed, you're like Patrick Henry, you smelt a rat, and you did. You smelt a stanky one. Kindergartens are introducing lengthy lessons and highly prescriptive curricula geared to new state standards and linked to standardized tests. Curricula often taught by teachers who must follow scripts from which they may not deviate. You know, Brother Andre Marie, on an episode of Reconquest, which there will be a brand new one tonight at 7 p.m. right here on the Crusade Channel. And if you're a Founders Pass member and you support our listener-owned radio enterprise by becoming a member, and I don't see why you wouldn't, then you have access to this episode. He and Sister Maria Filomena talked about the four temperaments. And Sister Maria Filomena made the signal point that in teaching any child, you have to take into account which of the four temperaments they have. And Midas Church and I were driving to the Sunday Mass. When we listened to this, she goes, well, you can't do that in a public school. As a matter of fact, standardized testing says you must do the exact opposite of that. You can't adjust it to the temperament. Folks, this is why boys are being so jilted and gypped and are being horribly disserved in public schools, because the standardization tends to be feminine. So if a boy wants to excel, what's he got to do? What's the rest of the campaign? Deny the natural order. But make no mistake, all this standardization and the fight for it and the demand that everyone must adhere to it and must comply with it, all that is geared towards one primary objective, and that is you, your kids, me, my kids, accepting without suspicion central authority. And I don't just mean central authority as in the authority of the town council of Abita Springs. When I say central authority, I mean continent-wide, large central authority. The entire thesis, the entire theme of Orwell's 1984, with that book and others like it, is to fear that authority. And for a long time, Americans did. We don't fear it anymore. As a matter of fact, you look at your average member of the Trump brigades out there, they have totally, they're all in. Push all the chips in with central authority.